all, welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, a community service of Umpqua Watershed. I'm your host, Janice. This show features songs that mention something in nature, and this is the fifth chapter of the sun version of the show. All of the songs mention sun in the lyrics. For this show, songs are included that mention sunrise specifically. I'll start with Watch the Sunrise, a song by rock band Big Star, who formed in Tennessee and is led by songwriting duo of Alex Chilton and Chris Bell. It was released in 1972 as part of their debut album titled Number One Record. From 1967 to 1970, Chilton was the lead singer for the blue-eyed soul group The Box Tops, who scored a number one hit with the song The Letter when he was 16 years old. Watch the Sunrise reflects on the passage of time and the search for meaning and happiness in life. Big Star's music, including Watch the Sunrise, was not widely recognized during their active years, but they gained a cult following over time. They were formed in 1970, and in 74, Chris Bell died in a car accident. The band did not continue after 1975. It was in 2010 that Chilton passed away from a heart condition.
Sunrise. I bet. Oh yeah. We built the house to get the in freezing cold weather with the fish in the tank to say thanks. Thanks. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's my sunrise in your eyes. Way to go. Let me know. When we met, there at noon, for our debut. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's quite bright. It's beginning to look like it's light. It's beginning to look like it's my sunrise in your eyes. Way to go. Let me know.
So long. never ends. Take another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame.
That last song was Tequila Sunrise, performed by the rock band Eagles, formed in 1971. It was released in 1973 as part of their second studio album, Desperado. The Eagles, known for their harmonies and blend of rock and country elements, were one of the most successful bands of the 1970s. The idea of naming the band Eagles came during a peyote and tequila-influenced group outing in the Mojave Desert. However, accounts of the origin of the name do vary. Tequila Sunrise is a mellow, country-tinged ballad written by Don Henley and Glenn Frey, the founding members of the Eagles. The song features acoustic guitars, gentle percussion, and the distinctive vocal harmonies that became a hallmark of the band's sound. Lyrically, Tequila Sunrise explores themes of love, heartache, and the consequences of a failed relationship. The title of the song references the tequila-based cocktail Tequila Sunrise, but the lyrics use it as a metaphor for the dawn of a new day and the hope for a fresh start. The song gained popularity and became one of the Eagles' signature songs. They have 5 number one singles and 6 number one albums, 6 Grammy Awards, and 5 American Music Awards. The Eagles disbanded in 1980, but they reunited in 1994 for a successful comeback. They continued to tour and release new music until the death of Glenn Frey. Despite his passing, the band has continued to perform with his son, Deacon Frey, and country musician Vince Gill, who joined the lineup. Henley has been actively involved in environmental conservation. In 1990, he co-founded the Walden Woods Project, an organization aimed at protecting the historic Walden Woods in Massachusetts from development. The organization works to preserve the natural and cultural heritage of the area and promotes environmental education. As a band, the Eagles have been supportive of the Boys and Girls Club, Artists United Against Apartheid, Stand Up to Cancer, the Robin Hood Foundation, and the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Individual band members have been supportive of various other causes, which make a positive impact on society. This next song is performed by San Cisco, an Australian indie pop band formed in 2009 under the original name of King George. The song Sunrise is one of San Cisco's notable tracks. It was released as a single in 2015 and appeared on their second studio album, Gracetown. Sunrise showcases the band's signature indie pop sound, and the lyrics touch on themes of young love, optimism, and the joy of embracing the possibilities of a new day. It became a fan favorite and is often performed live during their concerts. The track's infectious energy and feel-good vibes reflect the band's knack for crafting catchy pop tunes. The 3 male members of San Cisco attended the same high school together, and all the members have played music in their youth.
For the sun. answer for you, don't ask me why. Just wait for sunrise.
want you to have your way.
That was Lois Maffeo, known professionally as Lois, a musician known for her involvement in the Pacific Northwest indie rock scene in the 1990s. She has released solo albums and collaborated with various artists. Originally from Arizona, she moved to Washington and currently lives in Washington, D.C. The song was Sunrise Semester from her Infinity Plus album of 1996. This next song is by a little more familiar band. Heart of the Sunrise is performed by Yes, who formed in 1978 in England. The song was released in 1971 as the opening track of their fourth studio album, Fragile. Known for their intricate compositions, exceptional musicianship, and technical prowess, the band became one of the pioneering and influential bands of the progressive rock genre. The band has featured incredibly talented musicians throughout their history, including vocalist John Anderson, bassist Chris Squire, guitarist Steve Howe, keyboardist Rick Wakeman and Tony Kay, and drummers Bill Bruford and Alan White. Heart of the Sunrise is a lengthy and ambitious composition running over 10 minutes, and the song showcases the band's signature complex and dynamic musical style, featuring intricate instrumental passages, shifting time signatures, and layered vocal harmonies. It combines elements of rock, classical music, and jazz fusion, creating a grand and epic sound. It is regarded as one of Yes's greatest achievements and a quintessential example of progressive rock, and has made it a fan favorite and a staple of Yes's live performances throughout their career. There have been 20 different musicians that have been a part of this band. Yes is another one of those bands that require a timeline to show the years that each musician was a part of the band.
Thank you. Love comes to you and you follow. Lose one on to the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance. How can the wind with its arms all around me? Lost on a wave, then after. Easy in the chair that really fits you.
Before Sunrise was that last song and is performed by Stan Ridgway, who was born in 1954 in California. It was released in 1989 as a part of his album Mosquitoes. Ridgway gained initial recognition as the lead vocalist and songwriter of the band Wall of Voodoo, known for their hit song Mexican Radio. After leaving the band, Ridgway embarked on a successful solo career, releasing several albums. Ridgway is known for his unique storytelling style and his ability to create atmospheric and cinematic sounds. The song is a character-driven song that tells the story of a woman named Susie, depicting her experiences and emotions during a tumultuous night. The song showcases Ridgway's distinctive gravelly voice and his skill for painting vivid pictures with his lyrics. It has a haunting and melancholic quality, often incorporating elements of rock, folk, and atmospheric soundscapes. Susie Before Sunrise is regarded as one of the standout tracks from Ridgway's solo career. Next up is the British band The Who with their song Sunrise from the album The Who Sellout, released in 1967. I have highlighted The Who in previous episodes of the show. The song is a lovely acoustic track featuring just Pete Townshend's voice and his harmony 12-string. The song's bright melody, nimble finger-picking, and melancholy lyrics were a break from The Who's chaotic intensity. And not everyone in the band was thrilled to see Townshend branching out. Townshend was studying jazz, and that had a direct impact on the writing of this song. He wrote it for his mother to show her that he could write real music. It's listed as number 24 on Rolling Stone's 50 Greatest Songs. There are a few more songs after The Who. I hope you have enjoyed the selections. This has been Earth in Tune, and I'm your host, Janice. If you'd like to support KQUA, visit our website, kqua.org, to see what other programs are available, catch up on podcasts, and don't forget to hit the donate button. You can email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. That's it for now. Don't forget to get up and enjoy the sunrise.
I used to hate the sun because it shone on everything I'd done. Made me feel that all that I had done was overfill the ashtray of my life. All my achievements and days of yore range from pathetic to piss poor. But all that's gonna change because we come sunrise. It's your sunrise. I used to hide from the sun, tried to live my whole life underground. Why do you have to rise and ruin all my fun? Just turn over, close the curtains on the day. You've been awake all night, so why should you crash out?